a recorded live performance, Molly Bloom's Early Morning Reverie.
Yes. I suppose it was meeting Josie Powell and the funeral. And thinking about me and Boylan set him off. Well, he can think what he likes now, if that'll do him any good. Because he has an idea about me and him, he's not such a fool. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. Better go easy, not wake him. Have him at it again, slobbering. After washing every bit of myself, back, belly, and sides. We even had a bath itself. On my own room, anyway. I wish he'd go and sleep in some bed by himself with his cold feet on me. Give us room even to let a fart. God. It came somewhere. I'm sure, by his appetite. Anyhow, love it's not, or he'd be off his feed thinking of her. I hope he's not going to get in with those medicals leading him astray to imagine he's young again. Coming in at 4 a.m, it must be, if not more. Bringing in his friends to entertain them. Especially Simon Dedalus' son. Talking him down into the dirty old kitchen. Nor is he right in his head, I ask. I wonder, what sort is his son? I saw him driving down to the Kingsbridge station with his father and mother. I was in mourning. That's 11 years ago now, yes. And a darling little fellow in his curly hair, like a prince on stage. He liked me too, I remember. They all do. Still, he had the manners not to wake me up. I suppose he's a man now, by this time. He was an innocent boy then. I hope he's not the stuck-up university student sort. No. Otherwise, he wouldn't go sitting down in the old kitchen with him, taking Epps cocoa and talking. He couldn't possibly do without it that long, so he must do it somewhere. And the usual kissing my bottom was to hide it. Not that I care two straws who he does it with. I'd like to find out. I don't suppose there's in all creation another man with the habits he has. Look at the way he's sleeping. At the foot of the bed. So well, he doesn't kick or he might knock out all my teeth. It's a wonder I'm not an old shriveled hag before my time living with him. So cold, never embracing me, except sometimes when he's asleep, the wrong end of me, not knowing, I suppose, who he has. Any man that'd kiss a woman's bottom, unnatural. But we haven't one atom of any kind of expression in us, all of us the same, two lumps of lard. If he knew how he came out on the cards this morning, he'd have something to sigh for. A dark man in some perplexity, between 2 7s, 2, in prison, for the Lord knows what he does that I don't know, yes. Because he never did a thing like that before. As asked to get his breakfast in bed with a couple of eggs. And I'm to be slouching around down in the kitchen to get his lordship his breakfast, while he's rolled up like a mummy. Will I indeed? Did you ever see me running? I just like to see myself at it. Show them attention. They treat you like dirt. I don't care what anybody says. It'd be much better for the world to be governed by the women in it. You'd never see women going and killing each other and slaughtering. When do you ever see women rolling around drunk like they do? Or gambling every penny they have and losing it on horses, yes. Because a woman, whatever she does, she knows where to stop. Sure, they wouldn't be in the world at all only for us. They don't know what it is to be a woman and a mother. How could they? Where would they all of them be if they hadn't all a mother to look after them, what I never had? That's why I suppose he's running wild now. Out at night. Away from his books and studies and not living at home. Oh, his poor mother wouldn't like that if she was alive. But it's a poor case that those that have a fine son like that, they're not satisfied. And I none. Was he not able to make one? It wasn't my fault we came together when I was watching the two dogs up in her behind in the middle of a naked street. That disheartened me altogether. I suppose I oughtn't to have buried him in that little woolly jacket I knitted, crying as I was. Give it to some poor child. I knew well we'd never have another. Our first death, too, it was. We were never the same since. Oh, I'm not going to think myself into the glooms about that anymore. Throw the cars the first thing in the morning. See if the wish card comes out. I'm sure it'll be grand if I can only get in with a handsome young poet at my age. I'm sure he's very distinguished. He says he's an author and going to be a university professor of Italian. I'd like to meet a man like that. Oh, I hope he hasn't long greasy hair hanging into his eyes or standing up like a red Indian. What do they go about like that for? Only getting themselves and their poetry laughed at. I always liked poetry when I was a girl. A quarter after. What an unearthly hour. I suppose they're just getting up in China now. Combing out the pigtails for the day. I better see if I can doze off. I'd better try again so as I can get up early. I'll go to Lamb's there beside Finn Letters and get them to send us some flowers to put about the place in case he brings them home tomorrow. I love flowers. I'd love to have the whole place swimming in roses. God of heaven. There's nothing like nature. The wild mountains and the sea and the waves rushing. The beautiful country with fields of wheat and oats, all kinds of things. As for them saying there's no God, I wouldn't give a snap of my two fingers for all their learning. Why don't they go and create something I often asked them? Atheists, whatever they call themselves. Well, who was the first person in the universe before there was anybody that made it all? Who? That they don't know. Neither do I. So there you are. Might as well try to stop the sun from rising tomorrow. The sun shines for you, he said. That day we were lying among the rhododendrons. The day I got him to propose to me, yes. First I gave him a bit of seed cake out of my mouth. It was leap year. Like now, yes. 16 years ago. My God. After that long kiss I near lost my breath, yes. He said I was a flower of the mountain. So we are. Flowers all. A woman's body, yes. That was one true thing he said in his life. And the sun shines for you today, yes. And that was why I liked him. Because I saw, he understood, or felt what a woman is. And I knew I could always get round him. And I gave him all the pleasure I could leading him on till he asked me to say yes. I didn't answer first. Only looked out over the sea and the sky. I was thinking of so many things he didn't know of. Mulvey and Mr. Stanhope and Hester and Father and old Captain Groves. And the sentry in front of the governor's house with that thing around his white helmet. And the Spanish girls laughing in their shawls, the tall cones. The auction in the mornings. The Greeks and the Jews and the Arabs and the devil knows who else from all the ends of Europe and Duke Streets. And the foul market all clucking outside Larby Sharon's. And the poor donkey slipping half asleep. And the vague fellas in their cloaks. Asleep in the shade on the steps. And the big wheels of the carts of the bulls. And the old castle, yes, thousands of years old. And the handsome Moors, all in white and turbans, like kings, asking you to sit down in their little bit of a shop. And the iron and wine shops half open at night. And the castanets. At night we miss the boat at Algeciras. A watchman going about serene with his lamp. And oh, that awful deep down torrent. Oh, and the sea. The sea crimson sometimes like fire. And the glorious sunsets. And the fig trees in the Alameda Gardens, yes. And all the queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses and the rose gardens and the jessamine and the geraniums and the cactuses in Gibraltar as a girl where I was a flower of the mountain. And I put the rose in my hair the way the Andalusian girls use. Or shall I wear a red? Yes. And how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another. And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again. And he asked me, would I, yes, to say yes, my mountain flower. first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breast so perfumed, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will. Yes.